Welcome back to Horizons. I am continuing my conversation with Donal Dorr. He recently published A Creed for Today, Faith and Commitment for Our New Earth Awareness. Donal, why this book at this time?
Well, in my life as a missionary, I've spent the last 40 years really working largely on issues about justice, especially justice for poorer people in the poor parts of the world. It becomes clear after some years working in that the ecology is a key part of that. And that's what Pope Francis brings out together. That maybe, say, 30 or 40 years ago, people thought that ecology was one issue and justice was another. But Pope Francis links the two together and shows it very well. And that's why he has that wonderful line. He says that we must hear the cry of the poor and the cry of the earth. The two are closely linked. So that's how I kind of moved on from focusing just on working with poor people on the ground, running workshops and all of that, to giving more and more emphasis to the ecology issue. And as I've worked through that, it became more and more clear to me that unless we have a good spirituality of the earth, of care for the earth, then we won't have the energy to really be able to make the radical steps, the radical changes that are required, and we would become depressed and disheartened. We need that ecology. Now, the second part of that is this, that a lot of people have realized that we need this new spirituality of care for the earth. But they haven't sufficiently linked it, in my opinion, with our traditional Christian beliefs. And that's why the whole purpose of my book, of this particular book, is to link the two together, to show how our traditional creeds are enriched, enormously enriched, if we understand them in the light of the issue of care for the earth.
And you particularly focus in on the creed that we say at Mass. You look at the creed and you work on that, because sometimes people will look at that title and they'll think, oh, Creed for Today, a way of living for today, a style of life. But you actually look at the prayer in today's context.
Yes, that's what I've tried to do. And therefore, there's two main parts in that book. One is kind of reformulating the creed, enriching it, enlarging it, not eliminating anything out of it, taking it seriously. And then the rest of the book is about a kind of commentary on that. How would we make sense of that and apply it in our daily lives?
I really love the work that you've done on the creed, because I just think so often the Pope, Rome, they use antiquated language. They use a language people can't understand, or they use a very male language. And we keep reflecting that back again and again, but it happens again. Whereas you're trying to put the creed in words that everybody understands.
Well, that's very kind of you to say that. I tried to avoid technical terms, but I did use one or two, all right, or something like, say, an integral ecology. Mm-hmm. And I think you pointed out to me before, and we were in communication before this, that that's a bit confusing for people.
Perhaps you should explain that to us, all right.
Well, of course, the reason I use the word integral ecology is because Pope Francis uses it. But then I'm going on to use phrase like integral incarnation, and that is much more unusual for people to hear, because normally what we talk about in incarnation, we mean about Jesus. It literally means taking flesh, Jesus becoming human. But what we're realizing now more and more is that God is present in the world long before Jesus came. God is present from the very first moment of creation. The Spirit of God is at work. And every tree and every plant and every person, in a way, is a kind of a word from God, that we can experience the presence of God in all of them. And then Jesus comes as a kind of culmination of that, a high point in that. And that's what it's meant by integral. It's kind of holistic. It includes everything. So it takes seriously the newness of Jesus, that Jesus is a human person whom we believe to be divine. But prior to that, and after that, and all around that, that God is present. We can walk out in the trees and so on and experience God. I know a lot of my praying, I'm in Dublin, very fortunate that there's lovely local parks around here, and I can walk out there. I can walk along the River Dodder, and I can experience God there. And at the same time, I can be talking to God and saying, isn't this wonderful? And linking it with Jesus and wondering, how did he experience it? So the basic aim of my book is trying to bring together these two spiritualities that could have been left separate, one being a spirituality of the Bible and of Jesus and the New Testament, and the other being a spirituality of the earth. I'm trying to show that the two are integral, meaning that they are all part of the same overall spirituality.
And I think it works. And I think there's a courage involved in that. You're given that exploration a voice, really.
Well, that's kind of you to say that.
Thank you very much, Donal Dore. Fum li, soil sin a grain a lin.
Soil sin a grain a lin. I remish na is a gris. Soil sin a grain a lin. I remish na
Francis Rowland, thank you very much for joining me this morning on Horizons. We're carrying on in our journey through Lent.
You're right, Mary. We're journeying through Lent, and a prayer that lots of people like to pray is the Stations of the Cross. It's a prayer I love myself. So whether you get to pray it in your local church, or maybe you're praying it at home, but I thought we might take a little different slant on it this year. It is ultimately the journey of Jesus from his condemnation under Pontius Pilate to his burial after the crucifixion. But perhaps we could also look beyond the story of Jesus and see, where is that happening in our world today? Where are people condemned? Where do people take up their cross? I suppose taking up their cross, I was thinking of, you know, people who have received a diagnosis of a terminal illness, or maybe people who are in a very difficult situation thrust upon them, you know, through no fault of their own. Where do people meet solace? You know, when he meets Mary, his mother, who are the people who need solace today? Who are the people who are offering solace today? I'm thinking of people like Brother Kevin and the people he meets through the homeless charity he works in. I'm thinking maybe it could be any one of us. You pass somebody on the road and you smile or you say hello. You keep your distance, but at the same time, you're just saying, yeah, I'm with you in this. So it's maybe moving our hearts beyond the suffering of Christ to where that suffering is replicated in our world today. And it's being conscious of those people and it's praying with and for those people on our journey.
Thank you, Francis Rowland. Well done to all of you for being able to access Mass on our website, dioceseofkerry.ie. I just want to let you know that the podcast of Horizons and Just a Thought are also available on our website every week. So they're there to refer back to or to listen to again. Thank you very much for listening to me, Mary Fagan. Thanks to the production team, in particular, Paddy Brosnan. Just a Thought for the coming week is on the theme of fair trade, and they're from Sylvia Thompson. Mass follows directly from Our Lady and St. Brendan's. Till this time, next Sunday morning, have a very good week.